Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Christ is risen. We read this passage that we just read this morning several times throughout the year. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe." The reason we read this passage repeatedly throughout the year is a reminder that Christ is truly present amongst his people, offering himself to us. And it's for that reason that the Eucharist is our central act of worship. That when we gather together, we gather with Christ present, offering himself to us, his holy body and his precious blood. And that central act of worship is how the church gathered from the first century. Gathering together, not just remembering what Christ had done, but receiving Christ who is offering himself in truth to his people. We reflect during this whole season of the Holy 50 days that God is personal and that he is living. That's the reason why we say that Christ is risen, not just simply that as a past event that he has risen. Christ is personal, he is living, he is risen from the dead. He is not remote or self-centered as the pagan gods were. God is saying that I have bridged the gap. In the gospel today, when Jesus says that I have come down from heaven, the people began to murmur. They couldn't fathom the idea that God himself would penetrate and enter into our reality, into our dimension, into our presence. They still had this kind of Platonic idea that God was out there, he was only transcendent, and that he wouldn't ever come and enter into our reality. When we gather, Christ is truly in our midst. During the Pauline epistle, there's an inaudible prayer that the priest prays while the congregation is chanting the hymn of the censer. I want to read it for you. It says, this is the prayer of incense for the Pauline epistle. It says, "O God, the great, the eternal, without beginning and without end, great in his counsel and mighty in his works, who are in all places and dwell with everyone." So we're acknowledging here that God is omnipresent, that he is truly everywhere. There is no place that God is not. But the priest continues on. He says, "Be with us also, our master, in this hour, and stand in the midst of us all." In other words, what we're doing is we're not just acknowledging a reality that God is generally present everywhere, but we are saying, "God, be personally present with us at this hour. Stand in the midst of us all. Be here amongst us, we, your people." During this whole season of the Holy 50, we are constantly reminded of God's unceasing presence and life amongst his people. That if it's not for Jesus Christ himself being amongst us, if it's not for the gift of Holy Spirit being poured out upon us, we truly have no life. And so for that reason, we're constantly saying, "Lord, be amongst us. Stand in the midst of us. Draw close to us. Never forsake us." And that is his great promise, that "I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the ages." Last Sunday, on Thomas Sunday, believing Thomas came and he declared his faith that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Master. He is the Lord. He is God himself. And he worshiped him. We saw the need for faith to be in the body of Christ. We saw the need to belong to the church of Christ, the new creation, this gift of faith, which the Holy Spirit prepares in our hearts and bestows upon us to allow us to enter into communion with God. It is that gift of faith saying, Lord, I believe, I trust, I know that you are present with us, that allows us to, in fact, enter into union and oneness with him. The Catholic Epistle this morning, I don't know if you noticed at the very end, St. John says something to the effect of, we know that Jesus is the Son of God, and not just that we might know him, but that we might be in him. Can there be any closer presence than being in Christ? Can there be any closer presence than the Holy Spirit being in us? And so I point you to John 17, the high priestly prayer, where Jesus, speaking to the Father, he says that they might be in us and us in them, that we might make our home in them. How more present can God be than us being in him and he being in us? And that's what we talk about when we speak about communion with God. That what we are doing here in uniting ourselves to Christ, in choosing to unite ourselves to him, his body, his holy body, and his precious blood, that he becomes in us. But this morning, we also want to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us, to give us that gift of faith, to believe and to know that as we unite to the body and the blood of Christ, that we might become ambassadors of Christ. We might become his life. We might truly become the body of Christ himself. The Holy Spirit allows us to enter into communion with Christ. He is the head of the body, and he's present amongst us. When we enter into communion with him, his divine life flows from him into us. Throughout much of the inaudible prayers, we are constantly saying, Lord, purify us, heal us, renew us, restore us. And how does that happen? By the true presence of Christ within us. What a beautiful thing it is that we acknowledge God's true presence standing here amongst us. But Christ is reminding us this morning that his unceasing presence is not simply transcendently out there somewhere, and it's not only here in our midst, which is more than we could fathom or ask for, but that unceasing presence in life comes and makes his home in us and us in him. That there's an inner penetration, there's a true communion that takes place. What a gift that the risen Christ gives to us by being in our midst and dwelling within us with the Holy Spirit. May his name be glorified in us. May we be healed, restored, purified, and true ambassadors through our living union with God who's in us. All glory be to his name forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.